This is the second biggest fruit and veg market in South America. The Gran Mercado Mayorista in Lima is a hub where much of Peru's produce comes in and is then pumped out around the capital and the rest of the country. It's a good barometer to check if Peru's political crisis is affecting its food supply, and it's starting to. Less than half of the tomatoes that usually arrive at Ronald's stall are coming in.
Usually there are 10 to 20 trucks, and these days there have been just three or four of them.
Market authorities say that many products are unaffected, but overall, deliveries are down 15 to 20%. It's because of roadblocks going up predominantly in the country's south, more than 50 of them. Protesters want fresh elections and the Congress replaced after the impeachment and imprisonment of ex-president Pedro Castillo. Less produce arriving at the market means higher prices. That's affecting especially poorer Peruvians, like Sabina, who we met buying at Ronald's stall.
I came here early, checked the prices, went home to get my money, came back and it already gone up. I can't afford it. I've got to buy food for five children with $5 and I just don't have enough.
The United Nations say that half the Peruvian population already lacks regular access to sufficient nutrition in a country suffering its highest inflation in a decade. Now things may worsen. So you might think Sabina would be against the roadblocks. Not so.
I support the protesters because I'm one of them. I'm from rural Peru too. We're not being listened to. We ask the government for support and we're getting nothing. We're abandoned, suffering with drought, and there's no help.
For her and many others in the market, this isn't just about the current crisis. It's about a Lima-centric political class that they say doesn't care about those in the countryside.
They are politicians who've got into Congress and not done anything for Peru. Just as they got rid of the president, who didn't do any good either. They should go too.
Monica's potatoes, a cornerstone of Peruvian cooking, have gone up too. It was a struggle to get some of these spuds to market. I asked her what she thought would happen if the crisis continues.
If the government doesn't start resolving the problems, engaging with the population, it's going to get out of control and we could see looting. Because if people in the hills get too scared to bring their produce to sale, then those in the capital will get desperate.
We're not there yet. The Gran Mercado is still well stocked. But the political crisis which ignited all this shows no sign of subsiding. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Lima.